zoning applications, which are legislative, because the council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application, then the director of planning and zoning will give a copy of the minutes of the planning and zoning meeting to the county council, and they will be part of the record with any exhibits introduced at that hearing. The applicant will then be called on to make their application and to explain their application and present any testimony or witnesses. The council may then question any of the witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand, state your name and address, and whom, if anyone, you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it becomes part of the record. If there is more than one witness for an applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that have already been made. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, no applause or other disruptive behavior. Please do not do anything that distracts from the proceedings. And if you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent mode. The applicant or their representative will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing is Harold J. Bagden. Mr. Lang?
Yes. First application is conditional use number 1837, the application of Harold J. Bowden to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for renewal and continuation of a construction storage yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.07 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Road 265A, 1,135 feet northeast of Route 1. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 24th of 2010. We had received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. DLDOT comments were not requested since this is a continuation of the use that has existed. Commission was provided with a copy of ordinance number 937, the original approval of conditional use 1036 for this site. Mr. Bowden was present with Tom Monroe, the contractor, using the facility. There was a petition submitted from Mr. Monroe, contained 8 signatures. There were no parties present, other parties in presence supported the application. William Landon, adjoining landowner, present in opposition, submitted photographs, which I'll pass down. They're computer printout. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application on June 24th. They deferred action for further consideration. On July 14th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross announced he would not be participating in the discussion since he was not in attendance during the public hearing. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1837 for Howard J. Bowden for renewal and continuation of a construction storage yard based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a site of a conditional use for the same purpose that was granted by County Council in November 1993. According to ordinance number 937, approving the conditional use in 1993, the use of this property was also in existence for 10 years prior to that time. Two, because this recommendation for approval is for the use that has been in existence for more than 25 years, there will not be any change in circumstances affecting traffic and neighboring and adjacent properties. Three, this recommendation is subject to several conditions that are intended to clean up the current use of the property and limit any impact that the use has had on neighboring and adjacent properties throughout its existence. Four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall be no more than 7 vehicles or pieces of construction equipment stored on the property, and all the equipment and vehicles stored must be operational. Two, there shall be no fuel storage on site. Three, as proposed by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. weekdays. Four, no blacktop or asphalt product shall be stored on the property. Five, there shall not be any signage permitted on the property. Six, any security lights shall be installed so that they are screened from shining onto neighboring properties or Old Mill Road. Seven, the approval shall be limited to a period of 5 years from the date of adoption of an ordinance approving the conditional use by county council. Eight, this conditional use shall expire upon a transfer or sale of the property to anyone other than the applicant, Harold J. Bowden. Nine, there shall not be any repair work performed on site. 10, the construction storage yard shall be fenced to completely screen it from view of neighboring and adjacent properties. 11, the final site plan shall show the location of the fence surrounding the storage yard. 12, the final site plan shall indicate all areas for vehicle equipment storage, material storage, and employee parking. All of these uses shall be within the fenced area as shown on the final site plan. 13, the applicant's residence shall be separate from the fenced construction storage yard to maintain the residential appearance of the property. 14, material stored on site shall be limited to stone and topsoil. 15, the site is to be used only by one contractor. And 16, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross not participating in the vote. And gentlemen, again, if you're favorable towards this application, the section of the code I read into the record earlier today should also be a condition of approval. And that would read, I can find it.
I have it here, Mr. Lank, if you'd like me to read it.
I got it right here. I've got it right here.
Okay. 115-174.
Yeah, right. It said approval of a conditional use under this article shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval and thereafter shall become null and void unless construction or use is substantially underway during said 3-year period. Any conditional use shall expire upon abandonment or expiration of the use. Admittedly, this use is already established and this is a continuation, so that condition may not warrant, other than the last paragraph. The last sentence may be justified on this application, which only read any condition you shall expire upon abandonment or expiration. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Are there any questions? If not, would the applicant, Harold T. Bowden, come forward or Bowden and make your presentation?
There.
Yes, if you'll give us your full name and address, please.
Al Dave Bowden. Trying to think of the
Old Mill Road.
Six.
My name's Tom Monroe. I'm the one that has the equipment in the yard.
Okay. If you'd like to explain to us what you're planning to do at the site.
Well, right now, we realize the way the economy is, it's just myself, and I just, you know, leave equipment there when I'm, you know, on the way home from a job. And we have it basically 90% fenced in. There's trees all the way around everything, and the fence that was there has been all grown over with honeysuckle over the years, and nobody knows we're there. And I've got a petition that we talked to the neighbors, and, you know, I mean, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. There's nothing there that's not supposed to be there.
Do you lease the property?
Pardon?
Do you lease the property?
Mr. Bowden.
There's trees all the way down across in front of Mr. Landon's down. They're only about 3 foot high, but they're growing. He was going to, and all the rest of the property part is all closed in. But when these trees grow up higher, you won't be able to see anything in there.
Okay, well, I've talked to neighbors that are like back right up to us, and they don't even know we're there. Like I said, it's just myself, and when we did have a couple working, you know, basically it was just the thing, go in and get the truck and get out of there. We don't make any noise, we don't bother anybody, we don't have, you know, anything that's illegally stored. You know, and the way the economy is, it's the only place, you know, I can afford right now to, you know, to leave stuff.
You heard Mr. Lank in his presentation. He listed a 16 different contingencies that the Planning and Zoning Board put on. Did you hear those?
I heard just a few of them from back there.
Were you aware of those that indicated that your hours of operation between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m.?
Oh, sure. We're usually out of there by then anyway.
Okay, no fuel storage on the site. So you are aware of these conditions,
mm-hmm.
and you agree to those?
Yeah, we don't have any.
There's not no gas there, sir.
Here's a copy, Tom.
Yeah, we haven't had any problems with, you know, with any of the conditions they've imposed before. You know, I mean, when the first time they required to put a fence up, we put the fence up, yeah, and then over the years, you know, the honeysuckle's just grown over, and a couple of trees have grown in. So basically, there's only about a 100-foot area that the trees are only about this high right now.
Right.
So we're basically hidden from plain view.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add? Not. Does the council have any questions?
We're keeping clean shop.
It was
keep it clean, keep your grass cut, nice.
It's not Tobacco Road back there, you know.
It was a William Landon, adjoining landowner, who came to oppose it. Did you talk to him?
Have I talked to him? That's his nephew.
That's my nephew.
Uh-huh.
Well, he owns right across from this lot he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I had put trees out there about 3 foot high. I intend for them to grow, so you won't be able to see his land.
Yeah, we put those there for that reason.
All the rest of the land is all covered in for other, you know, around the trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These here are about as high as they grow taller. Well, you won't be able to see his property at all.
So that'll be a while before that happens.
Maybe 2 or 3 years, but it won't be a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other questions of council? Are there any other witnesses in favor of this application?
Just the ones that I got the petition on.
Okay, and I think that's been turned into Mr. Lang, and that was part of the record.
Yeah, I have it. It's we have a copy of the petition. It's got one says Satchel family, and it's an address, and a Bowden family address, and then the other names are, I give it my best shot, a couple Cordries, Albright, Winstead, and the other two I can't read.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else that like to speak in favor of the application? If not,
Actually, right next door to the Landon.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Landon, probably.
Like I said, we're just pretty well hidden out of sight from everybody.
You two want to just have a seat now, and
okay.
We're going to give anyone who opposes.
Is there anything black on the ground? They're saying it's an oil spot. I just ended up sealing a driveway right there where I parked the truck, and we were just washing it out, and sealing won't hurt the ground.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, biodegradable stuff. But besides that, we're in good shape, I believe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to have a seat. Is there anyone in opposition to this? Yes, sir. And if you give us your name and address, please.
I'm William Landon, and I reside at 105 Chip Carpenter Street, Lewis, Delaware. I appeared also before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I'm sure you see their notes, but I'll cover a few things quickly. I bought my property prior to them putting the storage yard in, about 7 or 8 years prior to that. And when I bought my property, the old house on it had a very old house on it that was just beyond repair. I would have repaired it. Had a lot of snakes in it, things like that. So we let the Lewis Fire Company demolish it with training. And also it had a lot of old cars all around the house and everything. I removed all those, and I think that's what the county wants us to do, to clean up our property, and I made it very, very presentable. At that time, about 2 years later, I guess, that's when they applied. And Planning and Zoning at that time recommended denial of it. And for some unknown reason, council approved it. And I was very much surprised and very much disappointed because I thought I had done the right thing in cleaning up my property. And what did I see after that? They approved this, and then they recommended a stockade fence put on the old mill roadside. And that stockade fence, if you saw it today, is rotten and fallen all over the ground. It's not maintained. There was no fence put on my side at all. So all I saw was a bunch of equipment that wasn't maintained very well on the property. In fact, today, a trailer is there now that hasn't moved in 2 years. There's a bulldozer there with plastic all over it. I don't know when that was last moved. It's like a storage, it's like a junkyard, not a storage yard. And so here I am again. And I'm looking at, about a year and a half ago, I tried to sell a part of my property there. The feedback I got from the real estate agents, time after time, they like the location because it's close to the beach. However, they don't like the look of that storage yard. And yes, it has grown up around there, but not part of the as part of Mr. Bowden's effort. If you look on the neighbor side, on the other side, it's Leland Cypress, very high. And you think planted them? It was a neighbor, because they don't want to see that storage yard. And on my side, they put a whole row of trees in there, but not Leland Cypress. These things are not going to get any higher than that. It's not Leland Cypress. They're small. So I'm going to endure this forever. My property has been devalued. I'm very concerned with this tar-based oily substance that I took a picture of that you see there. It's wells out there. And, you know, if I want to, I have 5 acres. So if I ever decide to build a house there, what am I going to experience down the pike? Is it going to get worse? I don't know. And I'm not convinced that the conditions that you put on here are actually going to be adhered to, that they're actually going to fence this all in, that they're actually going to clean this up, because they've been there since 1993 and they've shown no evidence of it. And do you know how this came up? This came up because when I got the feedback from the real estate agents, I get a little choked up on this, I'm sorry. Shouldn't do that for a Tuesday. When I got all this feedback, I questioned, what's up with this? You know, is this conditional permit forever? Is it forever? Well, I found out from planning and zoning that this thing had expired by 10 years. Now, I worked for the government, so I was out in Arizona, so I wasn't on it every day. But now I'm retired, served my country, and I'm back. And now I'm looking at the situation and saying, my goodness, this has gone 10 years. Nobody's done anything. And yes, it's true, from the old mill roadside, a bunch of old cherry trees and a bunch of trees have grown up, so people going down the road don't see it. But I think if you look at this property and you see the pictures here, I mean, look at the little shack that's next to it and everything. This no longer is appropriate for that location. It's residential, agricultural residential. It's grown. We've got 3 or 4 beautiful developments that have been put on the other side of the road. The area has done nothing but improve. And for you to approve this today, you're approving a piece of property that is out of character with the neighborhood there. It wasn't good in 93, it's even worse now. And I like to be a good neighbor. I'm a reasonable person, but I think that in this case, they haven't shown that they adhered to what you approved before, and I'm not convinced they're going to show it now, and we're going to end up with a situation forever. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions that council has of this witness? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, I think it's appropriate to close the public hearing and close the record.
Without objection. This is Mr. Cole's district?
No. I think it's mine.
Your district?
Mm-hmm.
What's your pleasure, Ms. Deaver?
I'd like to defer on it. I'd like to go out there and look at it.
All right. I'll consider that a motion. Is there a second to defer?
Second.
Motion and a second to defer. We'll take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
All those against, motion carried. That will also give Mr. Cole time to listen to the tape if he'd like to participate.
Okay. Mr. Lank, the next hearing, Workman Store, LLC.
Yes, the next application is change of zone number 1686, the application of Workman Store LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, land lying at the northwest corner of Shortley Road, being Road 431, and Hard Scrapple Road being Route 20 to be located on 24,743 square feet. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 24th of 2010. The applicants provided the commission with an exhibit booklet. The exhibit booklet I just passed down was amended to include the plus comments, and they are a part of that exhibit booklet now for the benefit of council. We heard comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There was one letter submitted in support from Peter and Rosemary Brown. Tim Elder was present on his behalf with Mark Davison of Design Consultants Group LLC and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing on the 24th, the commission discussed the application and then deferred for further consideration and to leave the record open for plus comments for 10 days and for any required response to the plus comments. On July 14th, the commission discussed the application under old business. It was noted that the plus comments were not received within the allotted 10 days. Mr. Ross announced he would not be participating in the discussion since he was not in attendance during the public hearing. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1686 for Workman Store LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this rezoning to B1 neighborhood business simply brings the zoning consistent with the historical use of the property as a store since at least the 1950s. Other uses have included restaurants, a feed store, farm supplies, and similar uses. Two, the change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties since the use will basically be the same as before and after the rezoning. Three, neighborhood business uses are appropriate at this intersection of Hard Scrapple Road and shortly in Conway Roads. Four, the size and configuration of the property will prohibit some of the more intensive uses allowed under B1 zoning from occurring on the property. And five, any proposed use of the property will require site plan review by the County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. Motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross not participating in the vote. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
No questions. Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. I'm here today on representing on behalf of Workman Store LLC. With me is Mr. Timothy Elder. Him and his wife are the members of Workman Store LLC. Mr. and Mrs. Elder purchased the property back in December of 2008 and then transferred the name of the property over into Workman Store LLC in October of 2009. As Mr. Lank has stated, that the property is located at the northwest intersection of Delaware Route 20 and Hard Scrapple Road and of Shortley Road. Around the adjacent property here, and this exhibit here is in your booklets that's been passed out. Directly across the street or catty corner to the street, there is already a parcel that is zoned B1. And I have some aerials also in the booklet that sort of outline, I believe there was an existing business here on that piece of property at one time, and the building has since been torn down. Adjacent to our property is a residential house, but it also has an existing business there. I believe it's a small engine repair shop that's located adjacent to the property.
The B1 site that shows in red was at one time an antique store. It's since been torn down, just for the record.
The property is zoned AR1, and it's approximately 0.57 acres in size.
Existing on site right now is the existing Workman Store. It's the building that's there is a Workman Store. And again, I have some aerials within the booklet that show what's currently there. And then there's a warehouse in the back that, as far back as I can, I was researching this piece of property and asking questions. And Mr. Elder had been talking with the neighborhood that the store was put there back in the late 1950s by Mr. Workman, Dale Workman. And he operated a store here, had a little sit-down area inside the store. And then this was a feed store where they sold feed to the area farmers. Mr. and Mrs. Elder's plan for this site is to reopen Workman's store as it sits on the property today. If you recall, Mr. Elder's been before this asking for conditional uses on some other properties throughout the county. Mr. and Mrs. Elder are the owners of Tim's Aloha Stand on Bethany Beach, and they found this piece of property that they thought was already zoned, but it was a non-conforming use. And under the AR1, it had stopped being Workman's store, I believe, or some form of commercial operation maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mr. Link probably might know a little bit more than I do on that. But so that's why we're here before you. We're asking for a B1 zone for this piece of property. Again, it's 0.57 acres. We've been to all the agencies. We've been to PLUS. PLUS has no objection to the rezoning of this particular property. Everybody understands that only being a half acre in size, there's not much you can do with the property once it's zoned B1. And again, we're working with Delvi at this time. In the booklet, I have an approval from the Conservation District for our storm, for the stormwater. Essentially, we're not really wanting to make any changes, except we will have to come before the Planning Commission for our site plan to make sure that we adhere to the site plan regulations. But what DelDOT would like to see us do right now is they want us to shut down access off of Route 20 for safety and to be able to bring the traffic in out of one way. About the only thing that Mr. and Mrs. Elder would have to add is there's an old lane here that runs perpendicular to Route 20. It's an old stone bed lane. It's got grass growing up through it now. They would just have to repair that a little bit and have this one-way lane, add some parking in the back. Inside the booklets also, we have an approval from Denerec for a new on-site wastewater system. There's a cesspool, an existing cesspool that sits behind the building right now.
What kind of system?
It'll be an LPP, a low pressure pipe system. Two areas have been designated. There is an existing access road that's been there as far as Mr. Elder can tell, for a while, that accesses parcel 15 next door. So what we did is we tested both sides of that road there. The crosshatch area here outlines where the septic system can go. With that, and based on the recommendations by the commission, that's all I have.
Any questions? I have one brief question. Is the old feed house being used as part of this application?
It's just, right, it's just storage.
Just
it's
for
just
going to
be, yes, it's going to be for just personal storage.
Okay. Any other questions?
The old what?
Feed house.
Oh, feed house.
The back
okay.
part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The restaurant's approximately 1,900 square feet in size, right? On the color here, I sort of colored in what portion of it is the store and what portion of it's a. I show it as a warehouse, but it's just going to be personal storage.
There's enough parking.
Okay. Do you have any other witnesses?
No, that's.
If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, I think it's appropriate to close the public hearing on this matter and close the record.
Okay. I believe Planning and Zoning has made a decision on this one.
That was my recollection, yes.
So would council like to move forward on it?
Sure.
Yes.
Mr. Moore, please read the title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 24,743 square feet, more or less.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move that we approve this change of zone.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve CZ-1686 filed on behalf of Workman Store LLC. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I vote yes for the reasons given by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr.
Recommendation PD.
Mr. Vincent?
It would be great to see it open up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually in my district. It's a good thing. Thank you. I vote yes on planning and zoning recommendation.
I've been to the site, and I think it would be a good thing for it to reopen. I remember going there quite often in my younger years. Motion carries.
Are you going back selling feed?
I don't think they'll do that.
I think those days.
I thought maybe we'd sell some in bags in print, like the ladies used to tear apart and push out and okay. Make dresses out.
Council, have anything else?
No.
Not. We'll entertain a motion. Second, please. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ever does, don't you ever?
That's for this.